You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 49. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, welcome to today's show and Happy New Year. As I'm recording this, we've just launched into the year 2014. I don't know when you'll be listening to it, but hopefully you're listening to it right away. If not, Happy New Year. Every day is the chance to start a new year in your business, achieving your goals, your dreams, and your desires. So, you know, I'm excited to welcome another year that promises plenty of what I like to call awesomeness for each and every one of us. So my question for you is, how are you feeling about the year? Are you ready to make it your year? Are you like me? Have you said that before? I know I can relate. I did that for years. Oh, this is going to be my year. And then, you know, days would go by and weeks and months. And pretty soon I'd be back at the end of the year thinking, man, I didn't accomplish what I wanted. I, you know, didn't get out there and really get the things done that I wanted to get done. So if you can relate to that, I can as well. And the best thing to always note is that the past does not equal the future. Now, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast and closed out 2013 and prepared and prioritized for 2014, make sure you take some time to do that. And you can access that over at jackieulmer.com/048. It's show number 48. So take some time to do this. Now, this week, and to launch this exciting new year, we're going to cover productivity and planning so that you can begin on the right foot and have a plan to keep you forward focused for the entire year. How does that sound? Well, before we get into it, I wanted to let you know that I've listened to your requests, and I always appreciate your feedback and requests, by the way. And now you're going to have a chance to sponsor upcoming podcasts and the show notes on my website and promote your business out there and begin to generate some leads for yourself. That's right. You have the chance to promote yourself as a sponsor that will be promoted on a podcast. It'll be promoted out on iTunes, through social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, through other podcast providers such as Stitcher and all the other sites. You'll have the ability to do that as well as have a link to your business on the show notes page of my website. And this is evergreen content because once it's out there, guess what? It stays out there forever. I've been asked about doing this for years and I've not taken action on it, mostly honestly due to time and researching it and just getting it done. And it's been on my to-do list way too long. And so I'm starting the year by getting it done. And since we're talking about productivity and planning, this is a good time to get it off my list. So if you want to learn more about sponsoring a podcast, sponsoring those type things and getting your message out there, you can go to jackieulmer.com/ads, A-D-S. That'll take you right into the information and you can get started right there. Well, this week's podcast is being sponsored and brought to you by MLM, the Internet, and you. Have you ever wondered how to get your business out online? How to attract leads that come to you pre-sold, already interested, and ready to take action on a business? Well, MLM, the Internet, and You is a comprehensive ebook that will walk you through the exact steps to set up and run an effective online presence. And you can learn more about how to do this by going to www.mlminternetandyou.com. That's mlminternetandyou.com. Okay, so let's get started talking about planning and productivity, shall we? Because it really is my goal to get you launched into this new year on the right foot. First, I wanted to share some feedback from one of my listeners, Drew, about how developing a plan and understanding how exactly to do this has helped him out, and hopefully it'll help you as well.
Hey, Jackie, it's Drew Stalk up here. Mostly, I just wanted to say thank you. I was at the Pure Leverage event in Las Vegas, and I've also watched your training in the Pure Leverage about doing blogging. And I just kind of wanted to say hello because, and thank you because, you know, I'm one of these people who has been sort of trying to do too many things and not had a plan and not been organized. And part of the process that I've gone through since that training that you did at the event in Vegas, as well as going over your training again online, is just to get myself a bit more organized and make a 90-day plan and start to plan out some of my blog posting and things like that. And so really, this is just a thank you for being so inspirational and just being willing to share all the things you know. So thanks a bunch.
And thank you, Drew, for sure, for sharing that and taking some time to let me know about that. And so that's just kind of to give you an idea that, you know, once you begin to develop that plan and you plot things out, you can become more productive and you will begin to accomplish your goals when you do that. Because really, the first step to success in any venture is to have a plan, then work that plan, and make sure your actions are proving productive for positive results. And if you've listened to any of my training, my podcast previously, you know that I like to reference the gym a lot. And you know, the gym's like that. If you just show up at the gym without any real clear plan, you can kind of wander around aimlessly. Are you going to work on cardio? Are you going to take a class? Is it leg workout day? And if so, what exercises? Is it upper body? You know, what is it exactly? When you have that plan, you'll be much more productive and you won't be just kind of wandering around aimlessly. And so I thought that this quote kind of sums it up. Anxiety is caused by a lack of control, lack of organization, lack of preparation, and lack of action. And that's by David Kekich. So for those of us working from home, and even those really who can report to an office, work these days kind of lacks clear boundaries. There's you know, definitely a clear blending of home and business. Most of us don't have open and closed hours, sadly. And I know I don't always. You know, sometimes I do, and I honestly find that I'm more productive when I do, when I set a start time and set a stop time and just really, you know, let go of business during my off hours and let go of my off hours during my business time that's scheduled and that type thing. And we also tend to have multiple projects going on at the same time. Does that sound familiar to you? We have the major distractions with social media, texting, phone calls, and ineffective systems and planning. You know, let me ask you, when was the last time you felt really productive? When was the last time you ended the day saying, wow, now that really rocked? Well, interestingly, today as I'm recording the show, I have a very thorough, manageable, and prioritized to-do list. All distractions are off, and I'm rocking out getting things checked off that list. And I'm feeling like I'm going to end the day strong. And you know what? That has my energy level way, way up. How often do you feel like your mind is overloaded, overcrowded, and overstimulated? And why is this? Well, most often it's because we haven't taken the time to clarify our most important outcomes for the day. We haven't really set our intentions for the day. And we haven't determined and focused on the steps that we need to take to get there. In other words, we haven't taken the time to plan. And here's the thing, we must start with managing our mind and then managing our actions. Rule your mind or it will rule you. If you don't focus on controlling your thoughts, others are going to step in to do it for you. And in doing so, most often, they're going to control your actions too. So first, I want you to think about those things that you most want to accomplish this year. I want you to look ahead to the end of this year, December of 2014, or whenever you're listening to this, think a year ahead, and visualize what it is that you most want to have accomplished. What are those things that are most important to you that you're truly committed to? Look at each of these as planning a project. Start your process toward completing each project by planning fully for it, by making a list of every step that you're going to need to complete from start to finish. Then you can begin to organize those steps by priority and sequence. You want to basically lay out the project in front of you on paper or on a computer so that you can see every step and every task along the way. Then it's simple. You go to work one-on-one, one task at a time. You'll be amazed at how much you will get done when you do this. And then as you work through your different lists and your goals for doing this, you're going to begin to feel more and more effective, more comfortable, and more powerful. You will feel more in control of your life. And this is a great benefit. You'll be naturally motivated to do even more. You'll think better, you'll think more creatively, and you'll get more and better insights that enable you to do your work even faster. Now, hopefully you already have a new calendar or day timer ready to go for this new year. And if not, I want to encourage you to make that a priority. Really make that a priority, and then begin to slot in the times that you will use to complete each step for each project that you want to accomplish. If you're building a network marketing, direct sales, or party plan business, your primary projects will consist of making sure you're contacting at least 2 people daily about your business. Simple enough, right? Schedule it in on your calendar when you're going to do this and then take action. No excuses. Everyone can contact at least 2 people a day. Most people, though, won't do this. So I'm going to ask you, which are you? Are you in the most category, the people who don't do it? Or are you going to be one of the effective action takers that get it done? If you're just getting started with getting your online presence set up, maybe your blog, those type things, then you'll have some action steps that need to be completed to finish up that project and get you launched out there. So stop right now and think of all the things you need to get done today or intended to get done, depending on the time of day that you're listening to this. How many times a day do you think about these things? Really, that's such wasted energy. It's wasted energy when we're constantly thinking about the things that we still need to get done, because thinking about it doesn't get us any closer to actually getting it done. But good planning can help eliminate this by keeping you focused on the priority of your to-do list and taking it one step at a time. When you have those things written down, you don't need to think about what still needs to be done because it's written down and you can always come back to it when you've completed the task that you're doing right now. You can train yourself to be more productive. You really, truly can. It's like anything, it's just developing the habit. It's up to you to determine what you'll do with your mind and then your time, period. Take personal responsibility for this, definitely. Productivity will come when you plan effectively and then begin to take action. And one big part of the productivity piece are your written lists of action steps. Now, kind of like most people in network marketing won't take the time to contact 2 new people a day, most people never make a to-do list until things have gotten so out of control and they are in so much overwhelm that it seems to be the only way that they're going to break free. But imagine beginning every day with a priority list and knowing exactly what to do and when to do it. No more thinking about the things that you don't need to be acting on right at this moment. Again, we already talked about that. That's wasted time, wasted energy. So here's a process that you can do to help make you more productive. First, know that you're going to have different lists for different purposes. You need different lists for different purposes. So what you want to do first is create a master list that you can write, that you will write down everything that you can think of that you want to do sometime in the future. This is the place where you can capture every idea, every new task, every new concept that comes to mind that you want to get to at some point. You can just begin to make this list and then you can sort out the priority of these things later. Then you want to also develop a monthly list that you can make at the end of the month for the month ahead. And a lot of times this contains items transferred over from your master list, as well as those things that maybe you didn't quite get to the previous month. Although you'll find that the more that you prioritize your lists and get really good at it and knowing realistically what you can accomplish and what you can expect of yourself, you won't then have those many things that you're transferring over from last month's list. Then third, You want to have a weekly list where you plan your entire week in advance. And that list will kind of be under construction as you go through the week. And it's helpful then because you can plot those time frames into your daily calendar so that you know what you're going to accomplish. And then, of course, you have your daily list. The discipline of this type of systematic time planning is very helpful to most people. For me, the habit of taking a couple of hours at the end of each week to plan the coming week has increased my productivity dramatically. And it really did change my life. It changed my business. And as much as anything, it changed my income. It increased it dramatically. And I believe this technique will work for you as well. So hopefully you get the idea of what would be on your master list, your monthly and your weekly list. So let's talk about your daily list. First of all, you want to write out a to-do list and prioritize it every day. And you want to do it the night before the day that you need to get it done. When you make your list the night before, your subconscious mind will work on your list all night long while you sleep. And often you're going to wake up with great ideas and insights that you can use to get your job done faster and better than you had initially thought. With your to-do list daily, three things need to be determined. First, what is the project or item that you have listed? Second, where does it fall in priority? And third, what is the next action step that you need to take on it to bring you closer to completing it? Practice the do it, delegate it, or delete it concept once you've determined the action step. If it takes less than 2 minutes or if you have time to complete it right now, then do it and get it off your list. If it's something someone else needs to do, delegate it. And if it's something that you can't get done now, then it probably should not be on your current to-do list. So you're going to defer it to a later time. You're going to move it over to one of those other lists that we talked about. You've probably heard that old saying, that old question, how do you eat an elephant? And of course, the answer is one bite at a time. Well, your mind and your ability to think and plan and make decisions, this is your most powerful tool for overcoming procrastination and increasing productivity and getting those things done that you need to get done. So your ability to set goals, make the plans around those goals, and then take that all-important action toward those goals, that's going to determine not only the course of your business, but the course of your life. The very act of thinking and planning really does unlock your mental powers and those creative juices in your subconscious mind. It's going to trigger creativity and increase your mental and physical energies. And I'm a believer of this big time. Every minute spent in planning can save as many as 10 minutes in execution. It really only takes about 10 to 12 minutes for you to plan out your day, but this small investment of time will save you up to 2 hours in wasted time and diffused effort through the day. And when you'll take that planning and transfer it to your calendar, you'll find that you won't procrastinate things or you won't put off things like going to the gym or taking 30 minutes to involve yourself in personal development and those kind of things. When you absolutely plot things out on your calendar, you'll be amazed at how productivity is going to increase for you. You may have heard of the 6P formula, and that 6P formula is proper prior planning prevents poor performance. Proper prior planning prevents poor performance. Your goal is to really work on improving your time management skills. A good way to become aware of what's working and what's not and your own productivity is to keep track of how efficiently you use your time. You can do this very easily. You can do this with a simple kitchen timer and a notebook. The more you think about how you're spending your minutes and your hours, the better and more precise you're going to become at time management. You know what? Most people are not even aware of the amount of time they waste each hour. So if you'll track your productivity for a short amount of time, you will become aware, and in that awareness, you'll increase dramatically your performance. All you have to do, like I said, a simple kitchen timer, set it with an alarm that goes off about every 15 minutes, and then set it throughout your day as you're working on different tasks. Each time the alarm sounds, stop and take a look at what you're doing. Are you lost on Facebook? Are you drowning in email? Are you out on Twitter? What are you doing at that moment? And then write it down in your time log and make a note of it each and every time that alarm rings. And then begin to ask yourself regularly, is what I'm doing right now the very best use of my time? The more attention that you're going to pay to the way that you're using your time and becoming aware of those biggest time wasters, such as social media, email, and those type things, the more efficient and productive that you're likely to become. I promise you, this will increase your productivity and ultimately your quality of life. And think about it, time is money. So think of spending your time like spending your money. Continually ask yourself, how much of my life am I willing to donate or give to this particular person, this situation, or this activity? A good way to go about doing this is to decide on an amount that you would like to be paid hourly. What do you want your hourly rate to be? What do you think you're worth on an hourly basis? Then think about how you're allocating your time and ask yourself if the activities that you're engaging in are contributing to your hourly income goal or taking away from it. If the answer is yes, it's contributing, then proceed and keep going. If the answer is no, well, I think you know what to do with that. Be selfish with your time in order to improve your quality of life. Remember, your time is your life, and this life is not a dress rehearsal for something else. Say no to requests for your time that don't move you toward your own goals and personal aspirations. And if you find yourself as one of those people who has a hard time saying no, or you take on too much, take a look at that and ask yourself if that's a kind of a deflection, if that's really a form of procrastination toward you moving forward in your goals and doing those things that maybe you're having some hesitancy around, or you know you don't feel quite confident in. You know, when you say no, sometimes people are going to express a little disappointment. They may try to make you feel guilty, but you have to keep powering forward. You have to stick to your guns. Their slight disapproval or disappointment is only going to last for a short amount of time, and they'll be off to something else or someone else. But what that's going to do is free you, and your quality of life will dramatically improve, as well as the quality of your business. And that's why we're here, right? We're looking to improve all of that. You want to know the importance of time management. Good planning and a good philosophy around it is going to increase your productivity and ultimately the success in your business. You cannot really manage time. You can only manage yourself. Because think about it, time marches on regardless. Like, you can't stop the clock, right? But you can manage yourself and the time that you allocate to different things. This good time management requires self-control, self-mastery, and self-discipline. Sometimes it requires being a little bit selfish, and there's nothing wrong with that. You have to put yourself first very often in order to achieve those goals that you've set for yourself. And eventually, your ability to manage yourself and your life will become much more automatic and easy. And again, you're going to improve the overall quality of your life. Time management is a lifestyle that you're going to have to learn to practice every hour, every day, every week, every month, and every year in your life. This habit, this one discipline, is essential to everything else that you want to achieve and create in your life. When you develop those excellent time management skills, you'll find that there are absolutely no limits. Now, if you're someone who's ready to take your network marketing, direct sales, or party plan business online and begin to generate leads that come to you and build your online presence, you may be frustrated by trying to put all of the pieces together. Where do you get that blog or website? What about lead capture and building your list? Video email for marketing and so on. Now you can find all the tools you need in one place. If you just go to www.mlm-business-online.com, mlm-business-online.com. You're going to find all those tools in one place. And if you go over to the show notes, jackieelmer.com/049, you're going to find all the links to all the resources that we've mentioned here on today's podcast. You know, my biggest challenge for 14 years in building a successful online business in a network marketing company was in how to duplicate this process with my team. And now it's all there in one place, mlm-business-online.com. So hopefully you've gleaned some good ideas on planning and productivity. These are some things that you can start taking action on immediately. And next week, we're going to cover more on productivity and specifically what I like to call taming that beast called email, creating a success calendar, and then what to do about that age-old ongoing distraction of social media. Now, you all know I love social media. It's a great thing and it's a great way to generate leads, but you have to learn how to prioritize it, get it on your calendar, and do it effectively. And we'll cover that in next week's podcast. Now, remember, you can get all the show notes and links to resources for today's podcast over at jackieelmer.com/049. And if you have a question for me or comment or something you'd like to specifically see covered, you can go to jackieelmer.com/questions. And off to the right, very far over there, you'll see that little pop-out that'll come out where you can actually record a message for me and let me know your name, let me know the name of your blog on it, and I would love to use it in an upcoming podcast. And if you found today's podcast or any of them beneficial, please take a minute to rate and review it over at iTunes or wherever you typically listen in. You can just go to iTunes and type in Street Smart Wealth and it'll take you right to it. Or go over to the show notes and you'll find a link to review it, to subscribe, and all that great stuff right there on the show notes. So again, thanks for taking some time to be here. I appreciate it. I'm wishing you the most amazing success in 2014, and I look forward to sharing another year with you here at the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm Jackie Elmer, signing off. Make it an amazing week. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.